Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are celebrating International Bat Appreciation Day. So appreciate your bat.
The kind that Tyler deals with?
Rabid bats?
Most bats are not rabid. The problem is when the Humane Society loses them, like the douchebags they were, you have to get shots.
Are all bats? Wooden bats, aluminum bats.
I think he means flying bats.
Cricket bats.
The Louisville Slugger.
You mean flying bats, right?
I do.
All right.
Yeah, they smell.
Yeah.
That part of the zoo, when you walk by that.
Bat zoo. Bat
guano.
Yeah.
Lots of guano.
Bat poop.
And it's also National Cheese Ball Day.
Mm. There we go.
Yeah.
I eat Pekka cheese.
I know you do, John.
Years ago, when we got a membership to Sam's, and we were just walking around. What do they have here? They've got that giant container of cheese balls. Yeah. Well, you have to buy this.
Oh, yeah.
You can't leave without.
No, you got to have a crackers and a cheese ball. That's a party favor right there.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite parts about Christmas.
Is the cheese ball.
Me too. Great.
We'll get out the cricket bat. You can toss me a few cheese balls.
We'll have a reveal party.
Swat them out of the park. That's right.
It's cheddar.
If the cheese breaks pink, it's a girl.
I thought you were going to reveal what kind of cheese was in the cheese ball.
That could be it.
Congratulations.
You hit it with a bat, and no, we just destroyed the cheese, but hey, it was
congratulations.
Pepper.
It's a hat.
It was Pepper Jack. It was Pepper Jack.
I can't play cricket anymore, and that's just pointed out that I can't play baseball anymore.
Yeah.
That's a rough day.
You didn't play cricket before.
I know. But I wanted to start. Unless I do,
just don't run. You got automatic runner. Yeah. All-time runner. Yeah.
Like the, when we played sandlot ball.
Right, right.
If a fat kid was up to bat, you'd have a skinny kid behind him and run for him.
Right.
Because he was just too fat to run.
He didn't stand a chance.
I'm too fat to run.
We all had friends that were too fat to run. But they could hit the ball.
Oh, yeah.
They could hit the hell out of the ball. Yeah. How much is your daughter still plays softball, right?
Yes, she does.
A quality softball bat.
Well, don't get me started on how much bats cost.
Is that up to you? Or does the team supply that?
Oh, no. You got to buy your own crap.
You got to bring your own.
In the old days, you buy your own crap. Bats can be anywhere from $100 to $600, you know?
How about a good Fungo?
I haven't bought a Fungo recently.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
Oh,
see, the neighbors might not like a Fungo.
They might not.
I could hit a house 8 houses down with a Fungo.
Well, you wouldn't even be a suspect.
Yeah,
you're so far away, they don't even think
I wouldn't
be
a suspect. I might kill somebody in their yard, though, with a falling baseball.
And that's another thing I can't do.
Is it a Fungo?
Well, you could swat the ball, but I just can't chase down the ones you swat with a Fungo.
You need somebody else to chase
you.
Well, you got
the dogs.
Yeah, you got the dogs, man.
Yeah, your days as a center fielder are done.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the outfield.
He's lost a little bit on his first step. And most of the ones after it, too.
Oh, my tibia!
The first step's fine. It's the second one.
It's the second one.
That'll kill you.
Yeah, you can make a movement, and then you got to keep running, right?
Just not as explosive as it used to be.
A survey finds 6 in 10 households have at least one pet. Dog owners much happier than cat owners in the general social survey for 2018.
Are cat people more isolated, you think?
Well, dog owners are about twice as likely as cat owners to say that they're very happy. People that own both cats and dogs fall somewhere in between. As you can well imagine, dog people are slightly happier than those without any pets. Those in the cat camp are significantly less happy than people without pets.
The cat camp.
Right, because you get no happiness out of the cat.
Well, cat people would disagree. But I'm not,
they do.
Yeah.
But they say there's probably a number of differences between dog and cat owners that account for some of the differences. For instance, dog owners are more likely to be married and own their own homes than cat owners. And that has shown to affect happiness and life satisfaction in a general sense as well.
Plus, the word is called crazy cat lady.
It is.
That's a term.
We're nice and leave off the crazy sometimes, but...
A lot of times you go out into somebody's house with cats and you smell the...
Yeah, well, when you say cat pee, lady, the crazy right. is usually pee. Implied.
Pee. Yeah.
My dogs drive me nuts.
Yeah, I was going to say, dogs can piss you off, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but at least they interact with you on a regular basis.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're generally
right.
happy. Yeah.
And they show a little more appreciation.
True.
It's a funny meme, though. It's a meme that says, when the cat is trying to kill you and the dog is trying to warn you, have you seen it?
I think so,
Oh,
yeah.
My God, Todd, you will howl. You got to find it. There's a cat looking at the camera, and it looks really mean. And the dog's behind it looking at the camera, too, like it'd be looking at you, making a face like he's going to kill you. I can't even explain the dog's face.
Now, the dogs are a little more...
You got it? Share it.
A little more needy.
Share it.
Yeah.
It's the hilarious meme.
They'll take a little more of your attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cats are for people who don't really want pets.
Yeah, it's a lot more low maintenance.
They are more low maintenance, right. Yeah.
Our dogs, we have two dogs. I can let the dude out, and he comes inside, and then the girl dog goes out, and then the boy dog has to go back out just to smell what happened.
Say,
seriously, I'm trying to watch something on TV. Yeah. Whatever. I know he just doesn't even have to go. He just went. He just has to go check it out.
See what she did?
It's disgusting.
Disgusting.
That dog, he barks at me every time I walk in the house. I'm like, I live here. I've lived here
well,
the entire time
you've
lived here.
So every time.
Every time.
Well, the dog doesn't know it's you till you get in. And the dog is trying to warn the rest of the family that there's some freak coming in our house.
Every day? Yeah. You think you'd recognize him after a while.
No, I'm in the living room. I'm inside.
Right. Oh, it's not you just opening the door.
Yeah.
It's not the sound of the door opening that freaks the dog out and he wants to warn everyone that there's some here. When he sees you and knows who it is, then he warns the family that the freak is home.
Yeah.
The freak is home. Hey, that guy's home.
What you need, Nick, is a puppy.
I think I'm done with puppies. We're going to let these dogs run.
Yeah. You don't yell at the puppy. These.
Look at that. Look at the dog's face. It's on Twitter. He's saying, this cat's going to kill you.
If you treat the puppy
listen
nice,
to us laughing at cat and dog memes.
If you don't yell at the puppy, you don't beat the puppy. This one we have is 6 months old, and every time I walk through the door, this puppy couldn't be happier.
Well, you know he's got.
They're just happy all the time.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, if the dog is always barking at you, Nick, I have to question what do you do to the dog when you're alone?
What'd you do?
You obviously made a bad impression on this dog.
Yeah, at first.
I think he's just an asshole. Right. Sorry, our other dog's fine. I think we did the same thing with the other dog.
That could be you're right with that. Yeah.
It's just always happy, always full of love. And I don't know at what point that goes away because when I walk through the door, there's four dogs. And the puppy comes up to greet me. The rest of them could give a rat's ass.
Right, exactly.
They're all laying on the couch.
Oh, they're used to it.
The other dogs and the wife. Yeah. They're just like, nah, whatever.
I think the dog likes me. He doesn't really know how to be a dog. Like the other dog tries to get him to play with him all the time. Yeah. He can't play. He doesn't get it.
I think he's just an asshole.
He says the same thing about you.
Who's that guy? Every day it's the same dude coming in here.
Right.
Every day.
You again?
You again.
They're barking, hoping to be someone different.
Yeah. Okay. And the other dog, like, she's excited to see you, but she doesn't bark.
Right.
Probably doesn't understand what's going on. He's
obviously dumb. You treated that dog a little better.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you had the one that barks at you since birth?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay, because a lot of times, that means... somebody with a hat beat them before. Come in with a hat.
That's always
and they
funny.
Hate guys with hats.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I think he's just a dick.
My dog's a dick.